Next is Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail IME on January 27 regarding Samuel Leftwich, L-E-F-T-W-I-C-H, under history of accident. On 6-15-10, Mr. Samuel Leftwich had his left index finger caught in a door when a student kicked the door. Appeared he was transported by emergency medical personnel to Ocean Medical Center that same day. Period. X-ray showed a mildly displaced fracture of the left second middle phalanx. Period. He was noted to have a laceration that was repaired with suturing. Pretty was also splinted, comma, treated, comma, and released. Period. New paragraph. He was then seen orthopedically on 6-16-10 by Dr. Green, G-R-E-E-N. Period. It was noted he had worked for the insured for about 3 months. Period. Dr. Green diagnosed a closed fracture of the phalanx of the hand, for which he recommended ongoing splinting, comma, light duty, comma, and no contact situations. Period. He was seen regularly and then began physical therapy on 7-21-10, period. Follow-up x-rays confirmed healing of his fracture, period. As of 9-13-10, Dr. Green opined he had done great and had no restrictions, but there was full range of motion and he had achieved maximum medical improvement. Period. Mr. Leftwich does have a legal proceeding ongoing in this matter. Period. Work history. This 36-year-old single black male was employed as a security aide for the insured. Period. He tells me he worked there as a security aide for about 1.5 years. Period. He did not return to work with the insured. He currently works as a corrections officer in Burkeville, B-U-R-K-E-V-I-L-L-E, Virginia. Period. He does plan to be at this job in the coming 6 months. Period. His hobbies include exercising and movies. Period. Past medical history. Leave out present complaints. At the time of the current examination, Mr. Leftwich complains that at the left fingers, proximal to phalangeal joint, he cannot grab anything tightly because he cannot bend that finger fully to make a fist. Pretty occasionally tapes the finger, but there's not any splint spaces or supports. Pretty denies any triggering or locking or nocturnal awakening. Period. Overall, the symptoms are staying the same. Current medication is none. Physical exam. We'll start with extremities upper. Inspection revealed calluses on the palmar surfaces of each hand in the location where one would be lifting weights. Period. There was no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. There were extension legs the left small proximal to phalangeal joint, comma of the ring, fingers proximal to phalangeal joint bilaterally, comma, the long fingers proximal to phalangeal joint bilaterally, comma, and a symmetric 5-degree extension lag at the proximal to phalangeal joint of each index finger, period. He was able to fully flex the left index finger with tenderness, period, however, he guarded motion with attempts at making a fist involving the left index finger. It appeared this could be accomplished on the right. Appeared there was no triggering or locking of any of the fingers. Period. Motion of the wrist, elbows, and shoulders is for all plans of that crepitus tenderness, triggering or locking. Menu muscle testing elicited a breakaway weakness, left pinch and hand grasp, but was otherwise 5/5. Mild tenderness was elicited by palpation of the left index finger proximal to phalangeal joint, but there was none on the right. Circumferences, index proximal to phalangeal joint on the right, 7.0, on the left, 7.0. Hands, wrist, elbows, normal macro, cervical, normal macro. Impressions and analyses. On 6/15/10, Mr. Samuel Leftwich, comma, 36-year-old male, comma, sustained trauma to his left index finger when it was struck by a door that had been kicked by a student. Pretty underwent x-rays at the emergency room that showed a small fracture and a laceration, the latter of which was sutured. Period. He also came into the orthopedic care of Dr. Green, who had him undergo ongoing conservative care, but this involved wound care, comma, splinting, comma, and physical therapy. Period. As of his last visit, it was full range of motion of the MCP, comma, PIPs, comma, and DIPs of all the fingers. Where there was no tenderness to palpation of any of the fingers. Period. Dr. Green learned that he had been employed by the insured for only 3 months. Period. Mr. Leftwich currently tells me he worked as a security aide for the insured for 1.5 years. Period. He never returned to work with the insured. Period, since been able to return to a full-duty capacity as a corrections officer in Burkeville, Virginia. Period, his hobbies include exercising. Period, in paragraph, the current examination of Mr. Leftwich on 1/14/13 found there to be calluses on the palmar surface of each hand consistent with ongoing weightlifting. Period. There was guarding with attempts at making a fist on the left involving the index finger. Period. There was symmetric extension lags at the index finger proximal to phalangeal joints bilaterally. Period. There were also extension lags at several other fingers along the proximal to phalangeal joints. Period. Provocative maneuvers were negative for any instability or compression neuropathy. Period. He was thickly muscled, consistent with his weightlifting activities. Period. By manual muscle testing, there was breakaway weakness in left pinch and hand grasp, consistent with limited volitional effort. Period. This was verified by the minimal effort exerted during jammer hand anemometry. Period. In paragraph, this case represents 0 to 2.5% permanent partial disability involving the statutory first parenthesis index, close parenthesis finger. Period. Mr. Leftwich remains highly functional, both in vocational and avocational, physically rigorous manual activities. Period. His subjective complaints and overall presentation is disproportionate to the objective findings. Period. End.